That's the homie Lil Donald, man. Ye hood, don't act hood. What's happening, everybody? Welcome to the Shizzle. Oh, man, it's crazy, man. www.chainlessentertainment.com/cable100radio. We live right now for L or Kel, the indie music review. This is where we give independent artists a chance to get put into rotation over here at K100 Radio. It's our own little way of showing love back to the game, but also letting artists get some valuable feedback and letting them put in a little work, you understand, to get themselves in rotation over here on K100 Radio. Now, it's not really hard. It's not really rocket science over here. It's really, 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 really simple. Pay attention. All you have to do, pretty much, is I'm going to play the song, play about 2 minutes of each record. All right, 2 minutes of each record, and then you're going to say, when I come to your phone line, I'm going to call your number out, area code 609-992, that's you, I would open up your phone line at that moment, or 414-897, or 337-376, or 770, I'm actually calling people that's on the board right now. Anyway, I'm going to call your number out, and you're going to say ill, or you're going to say kill. Quite naturally, you probably figure out by now that all the artist has to do is get more of these than they do with these. It's really not hard. ChainlessEntertainment.com/K100Radio. We got people on the phone lines already checking in. We got some of these artists already checking in. I've got a ton of music from like 2 weeks ago that people haven't even hit up yet. I still haven't deleted everything yet, but this is the third week. All right? So if you sent me music in like 3 weeks ago and you still haven't made an episode of Ill or Kill yet, you haven't had a chance to call in, well, guess what? You're going back. Right, wait, back down to the bottom. I mean, I actually take the calls in the order they receive each one, but I show favoritism for people who might have missed. I think 3 weeks ago we had a technical difficulty, and so we really couldn't even really do the show the right way. So all those people, I tried to give them the next week mad love and make sure they got voted on. Some of them called, some of them didn't. Some of them called and got murked, and they started feeling some type of way. It's a whole nother subject. I'm going to pull my fucking hair out. Point is this. New shit that I got sent in was music by Solari, Rel, Relo, Sean Rock, Young Billionaire, Spice Safari, I guess, Deja Vu, alright, Prince Love, Zoe Real, Rich Moneil, I don't know, A, O'Kenny, Reese, Plus Size, Self, alright. Those are a couple people who just sent me stuff in within the last week, since the last time we did Ill or Kill. You feel what I'm saying? It's not that. That's not the only music that I have. Let me say that again. That is not the only music I have. If you sent music into this show within the past 3 weeks, I haven't deleted anything out in 3 weeks. Technically, because one of the weeks we had some issues, and I wanted to make sure everybody got a chance to basically scratch that week and come back in here and get everything back lined up and maybe get a chance to get reviewed and everything. But that's just standard operating procedure over here. I keep music on my hard drive for 3 weeks. That means if you couldn't call in, you had a studio session, you're on tour, so you say, or your manager calls me, tells me you couldn't make it, you got to work, got a job, everything. I give you 3 weeks to kind of figure out a way to tune in to one of the Ill or Kill episodes and get reviewed. So I think that's really fair enough. I was going to do it for a month, but I'm going to cut it off for 3 weeks. All right. So, if you're on the phone lines, please don't panic if I didn't just call your name. That's just the people who sent in music from last week that I've uploaded. And pretty much, I've got about 50, 60 other songs that's amassed up over the past 3 weeks. All right, so all these artists, you guys hit us up on Twitter at K100_radio. Get your people to call in. I highly suggest that. We've got people that's got killed, and they've been fucking bitching at me in my inbox. And I'm like, it says clearly on the email when you get it from us, you can have your people call into the show. All right? Text your people right now. Give them the number. They can hit the phone lines and they can vote. Even if your song is whack, frankly. People that get by ill or kill because and with their music whack. Don't get me wrong, we won't play it in heavy rotation if we feel like it's just whack, but it still made it through ill or kill. We still gonna play it. The only thing that will stop you from getting played on K100 Radio if you get ill or killed is if your music is not mixed or mastered properly. At that point, I don't give a shit if you get 100 people on the phone line. I'm not playing it. All right? Because we're playing you alongside major name artists now at this point, so we need your music mixed and mastered. If it gets ill, we're going to play it. Of course, if it's really, really dope, we're going to play it more. If it gets ill, then we're like, yeah, you know, but you still put your work in and got your people to call in, you got ill, we're going to play it. My track record is about 300-0 as far as me playing songs that made it through ill or kill. Period. Not up for debate. That's a fact. So, let's go ahead and get to it, all right? (347) 934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. I'm going to go to the phone lines and see who's checking in. I'm telling y'all, I know the show's starting early today, all right? But it's the finals. I'm not going to be on the phone lines fucking with y'all while LeBron do his thing. It's not going to happen. You're not paying me. Okay, so that's why I'm starting the show early, because I'm not going to compete with the NBA finals. I'm not going to be on air at 9 p.m. Half of y'all going to make up a gazillion reasons why you don't want to support the show and come in and, you know, take the time out to get your music review. You're going to tell me, you had something to do, and really, you're going to be sitting back, getting fucked up, watching the game, talking to chicks, too, like I want to be doing. So, we starting early. There's your reason. I'm not going to lie about it. It is what it is. I'll go back to 8 to 10 next week. But if you want to do Ill or Kill, you have to be on the line early tonight. Let's go to the phone lines and see who's on here, man. 347-934-0966. 609-992. What up, though?
What's up, man?
What's going on? Who's this?
It's Sean Rock.
Sean Rock, what's happening, homie? We got you checked in. Definition of hot. That's the joint we got loaded
That's
up, right?
Right.
All right.
All right, sir.
Sean Hot is
All
on.
Man.
He's up first. Y'all stand by. 601.
Hello, sir.
601-321, what up, though?
What up? What's up? I'm calling to hear that Zeta Truth. That Zeta Truth Money Talk.
Money Talk. I don't know. Zeta Truth.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know if I got any. Zeta Truth, we did him last week, but he got murked. Did he send some more music in? Did he send some more
music? Yeah, this is me. This is Zeta Truth. I sent some music in, that Money Talk.
When you send it in?
I sent it in yesterday. It's in an email.
Okay, we'll make sure we find that. I'm gonna go back and look.
All right.
I'll make sure I get it though. Cause you're on the phone line. We're gonna make sure we get it. All right.
All
right. Stand by. Zay the Truth is back. I gotta congratulate him. I had one artist who got killed last week. Take his issue to Twitter as if it was my fault. His shit got killed. As if I vote. I don't vote. You didn't know that? I don't vote. My vote doesn't count. It's people on the phone line. He got a little upset about it. Of course, I don't give a shit. I don't even know who this caller is because they got their shit blocked. I don't understand how people be blocking their call into a switchboard like that. I don't even know how that works. But anyway, you on the line because I don't know your phone number. Hello? Yeah, you. Hello?
Yes, hello?
Yes. Yes, you.
This is Renee Williams. I spoke with you earlier in regards to Scholar.
Scholar. Yes.
Renee. Renee from Team Scholar PR.
All right, Team Scholar. Well, we got Scholar on deck. We're gonna get ready to load him up over here. First was Sean Rock, and we got Scholar. All right, homie, stand by. All right.
Thank you so much.
All righty. You can have your representative call up here. I've never shunned that. Sometimes people, most independent artists, frankly, have jobs. Okay. let's just keep the shit real. You know what I'm saying? So I understand that. You know what I'm saying? So it's not like if you got a manager, actually, if you can get your manager to call up here and represent for you, kudos, because that's really what the fuck they're supposed to do anyway. It's kind of their job to help you out in your career. All right? So, you know, just a little FYI to everybody. That's actually their job. All right? So if you can get your manager to call up here and represent for you, it's all good. I have no problem with that whatsoever. No problem with that whatsoever. All right? 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. www.chainlessentertainment.com/cable100radio. All right, that's where you can hear us live. Let me find the scholar joint. Hold on a second. I got to find the scholar joint. Because that one was like last week. Let me go in here and find that. Matter of fact, let me just make this easier on myself. Hey, Renee, what's the name of that song real quick so I can pull it up?
The name of the record is 50 Bottles. Gucci Man's on the hook.
50 Bottles. 50 Bottles. Found it right there. As soon as you told me the name, I found it. All right. I got you, homie. All right. Stand by. All right.
Thank you.
That was easy. I was about to make that real difficult. I'm waiting for the phone lines to get popping. Let me see who else is on the phone line. But we need a certain amount of people before we start the show. What the fuck is it? See, this is the thing I've been talking about. Not only did 20 people from last week bug me all week about Illa Kill, but then I just called out 16 names. All right, let's see what's popping. Anyway, I'm going to the front line. As soon as we hit about 2-3 more callers, I'm going to start it. I'm yanking. I'm going in. 414-897. What up, though? Welcome to K100.
It's A Dog, aka Anakin, showing support, man.
What's going on, homie? Appreciate you calling back into the show. Shout out to the artists who already got ill, and they calling in just to show support, to vote on the music, and they really taking time out of their day to show y'all some love. Shout out to them people who just don't get that. Of course we're gonna spend him a little bit more just because he did that. That's true. I show favoritism. Fuck that. I show favoritism to people. I show favoritism to supporters of K100. I don't give a fuck who don't like it.
I don't care.
I show blatant support and play a whole bunch of stuff that you probably think is so whack, but you motherfucker, they tweet, retweet, Facebook like, post, everything. And shout out, yeah, I'm playing that more than your shit. So what? 571-298. What up, though? 571. What the hell? 571 hung up as soon as I went to their phone line. Call back in, because I didn't do that. I didn't hang up on them. Anyway, 571, call back in, bro. I opened up your phone line, then you jumped out as soon as I said hello. It showed that you dropped call. Maybe it was his phone, cell phone, or something. Anyway, hit the phones back. All right, 347-934-0966. I want to remind everybody, of course, if you're in the Atlanta area, K1's Radio is made in affiliation with MBK Media. And over here, if you're in the Atlanta area, man, make sure you hit us up about this new venue that we got. All right, this new venue that we got. It's called the Aurora Sessions. It's over there at Cloud 9 on Peter Street. If you listen to the sound of my voice, you in Atlanta, and you're trying to get on. It's called Music with a Message, and pretty much it's an open mic per se. But the thing about it is the people who are organizing the MBK Media, they're looking for artists who got music with a message. You feel me? They really don't want any club, trap, swag, whatever, singles. They're actually looking for R&B artists, neo soul artists, and hip-hop artists that's really got some lyrics and deep lyrics that's talking about in their songs. It's really like maybe one other open mic in this whole city who actually gears towards that crowd. And so we decided to open up another avenue. Peter Street, every Tuesday, Cloud 9 on Peter Street, the Aurora Sessions. Check out our site over at chainlessentertainment.com on the opportunities and artists. If you're in the Atlanta area and your artist in Atlanta, is really, what is it, $10? You know what I'm saying? But you don't have to worry about doing a song just to get the crowd. You know, you can do the song that you really feel close to your heart or one of the deep records. That's pretty much what that whole venue was about. You know what I'm saying? Everything is filmed. Everything is YouTubed. They got a nice promo campaign. Go over there. Check them out. It just started, so we're building it up. But just an option, because there's a gazillion other kind of open mics. But I think only on one other place, like, what is that, Apache? And that's pretty much the only place that caters to that crowd that we know of that's popping. So, Tuesdays. All right? Cloud 9, Aurora Sessions. Go check it out. All right? Let me see here. Sean Rock. Name of this joint is called Definition of Hot. 347-934-0966. 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. I really don't even have. I got people on the line. First of all, you got to make sure you press number one on the keypad if you want to vote. That's the first thing. You know what I'm saying? I know I'm starting way, way early, and everybody probably still at work. But I just simply couldn't start at 8 o'clock. It wasn't going to happen, fellas. It's not going to happen. So, I can go ahead and play this record. And I can just take the votes on the line. It may benefit some of you guys. You know what I'm saying? It may benefit some of you guys. Hold on a second. Hold on. This person wants to holler at me. 337. 337-376. What up, though?
What it do, my nigga?
Oh, Rasta Rawls. What's happening, homie? Another artist in rotation already who's calling back to support the show and vote on some music. What's happening, bro?
I'm just grinding. You know, getting ready to drop this Live Free, Thank God by Jeff Payne. You know, get a support. You know how that go.
Oh, that's what's up. That's what's up. Hold on a second. We got the homie. We got the homies. I'm Zay the Truth. Money Talk. All right, he just emailed it again to me to make sure I got that motherfucker. Shouts out to the homie, man. Hey, Rasta Rawls.
What up?
What you think about how we doing over here so far? How we doing over here so far?
I didn't hear what you mean.
No, not the song. I'm talking about the station with the new 24/7 format. You was with us before we did that, so.
I appreciate it, bro, because sometimes I be working, you know what I'm saying? I be in there working, and I don't be knowing what to listen to. I listen to it, bro. I actually do. You know, I tweeted you about some of the artists. You know what I'm saying? I really appreciate what you're doing for us.
Did they ever contact you, the artist?
No, I never hit them back up, because I've been fucking balls to the wall, just pushing for this EP to drop. But, you know what I'm saying? I got some people in mind. I listen to the station a lot, though, bro. I really appreciate what you do for us, too.
All right, well, it's no problem, man. I'm just trying to get these guys a platform, you feel me? That's all I'm trying to do. I'm trying to do over here, get guys a platform and get them heard, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? The Illa Kills are doing good and everything, but the numbers, our daily rotation, bro, we doing real good for internet radio. We are. We really are. And I'm really proud of what we just accomplished in just 2 months. Well, what have I been up, 2 months now with the 24/7 segments?
Well, something like
that. Yeah, so it's been doing really great. I'm going to go ahead and take this one more call. I'm going to start the voting, all right?
All right,
stand by. 804-350.
Yeah, well, I'm going to Spice the Fari, yo.
Spice the Fari. Got you, homie?
Yeah.
So we got Sean Rock. All right. Zay the Truth. All right. And then we got, Scholar. We got Scholar, 50 Bottles joint. And then we got Spice the Fari. The name of that joint is Give Me Lovin', right? Give Me Lovin'.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Just respect on that, man. For real. Big up on that, you know?
Absolutely. We getting ready to go ahead and load it up, man. I'm going to go ahead and start this. I'm going to go ahead and set it off, man. What is it? About 15 minutes in. I may wait. Give me one or two more minutes. One or two more callers, you know what I'm saying? Just to make it official. Make it a nice, round, big, even number. You know what I'm saying? If you're an artist and you're just calling in and you want to check in, make sure you hit the phone line. Shout out to everybody that's listening, but you know, if you want to, I would like for you to go ahead and call into the show. You know what I mean? It's better when you call into the show and participate. You know what I'm saying? But you don't have to. But shout out to the ones that's out there listening. Right now, I'm showing a lot of people are actually listening on the internet right now. So shout out to those people. Really appreciate it. But 347-934-0966. Y'all hit that phone line. By the way, artists. Our new interview segment, Direct Line. You're going to see me promoing that. I got a name for it now. I'm actually doing a graphic for it. It's totally different from Illa Kill. It's not the same thing. It's actually a service. It's called Direct Line. And basically what we're going to do is interview you. It's going to be 30 minutes, which is long. Two songs, 30 minutes, mad promo. And you get the MP3 of the show, so you can put it on your SoundCloud or your Reverb Nation and tweet it out to your people. You know what I'm saying? We're doing all that for you for a very, 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 very tiny studio fee of $25. That's it. That's the first time I've ever charged for anything at K100 Radio in 3 years. Only because we're going to actually mix it down and get it nice and everything. So we're going to take about 30, 40 minutes or so in the studio. You know what I'm saying? Beef it up. It's a little bit of studio time, 30 minutes of airtime. That's a long time for an internet radio station that's constantly playing music. That's a big platform. We open up the switchboard. You can have your people call in and talk to you and give you shout-outs, all this good fancy stuff. for the price of two drinks in the club. So, if you don't want to pay it, no problem. Just understand that it's a whole bunch of people that will. So, all right. Without further ado, let's get it. First up. All right. First up is Sean Rock. Name of this joint is called Definition of Hot. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. I'm going to play it. When I come to your phone number, you let me know. Is it ill? Should it be killed? Turn up.
Just so hot, you think you can stop the flame? I think not. My style feeding your thirst, I pull them out the jump. I'm pulling the vengeance, I'm pulling the Bentley out. You see the way the jeans be falling above the kicks, the way I ride the beat, I crush the snares and kicks. Some girls say I'm a trick, cause I can get them to drip when I rap so hard with these R&B lips. It's Sean Rock, a North American player, H.O.T. creator, the winter time is safer. Hot like the equator, know you feeling my flavor. I'm a bi-coastal baller, so keep your little paper. You thought they was hot, but now they feeling my papers. I'm 1,000+ degrees, gotta roll up my sleeves. I spit a 5-night flow every time I sneeze. I suffocate the game every time you breathe.
Definition of hot, they like hot temperature. Believe it or not, the truth lies feminine. You can call me George for my son. The truth like that on the court. This is definition of hot, they like hot temperature. Believe it or not, the truth lies feminine. This life's my choice. I hope them points are in me. So
everything I do is firehouse hot. You can't cop on my block, I think not. My job is to hop in and ride on the blasphemers and do away with the squatters and pull on out with the beamer. X5 right outside, and the ship curve. Got the nerve to walk up in here with a white fur. Yes, I did, like yes, sir. And I bought a bunch of niggas in here with me like yeah. This little rap, the Trinidadian player. Definition of hot, the niggas is right here. Don't make me roll the sleeves, cause you ain't got one of these. I dare you to ask the price ain't the top it off, I got a flow like a beast. A cannibal in the booth on the animal in the street. Untouchable clip, rock the recipe. Y'all chef coach the hook and I burn the beat.
Hold up, stop. Definition of hot. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. www.k100radio. www.chainsentertainment.com/k100radio. That's the website. You know, you can listen to us live on TuneIn. You can listen to us live on TuneIn. All right, and XCL Live. Both of those are really dope apps, but I think if you got a Droid, download XCL Live. It's better if you got a Droid, but it's only on Droids. But TuneIn works perfectly fine when it wants to. Anyway, question is it ill? Should it be killed? All right, that's the question. We'll start right here. 337-376. Ill or kill, homie?
I couldn't, I don't know if it's my headphone, but I couldn't really hear the words, but from the when I could hear and the beat, it sounded like it's a nice summer song.
A nice summer song.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. I'm gonna go ahead and
hear it. I mean, I thought that, you know, it was pretty cool. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. I think I thought it was pretty alright. You know what I'm saying? I liked it. I mean, I did too.
It's a song I
haven't heard. Like, I haven't heard a song like that in a minute. That's the thing about it. You feel
you
what
haven't.
I'm saying? Yeah, I haven't heard a song like that in a minute. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, it's almost got that later '90s feel. You feel me?
Yeah. You know, we older.
Yeah. You haven't heard a record like that in a minute, so I like it because of that. But my vote doesn't count, but yours does. That's one. One ill. 414-897. Ill or kill for that joint?
Yeah, man, it sounds like a little fun song. The only reason I'm an ill it is because the second dude swagged it out. He sounded like he had fun. But the hook was, they probably need somebody else to sing it because I really couldn't hear what old girl was saying. But I'm an ill it because second dude went off, though.
I think it was a guy on the hook.
That was a guy?
I think it was a guy.
You see what I'm saying? That's kind of confusing right there. They might just want to switch that up, but the rest of it, you know what I'm saying? It was decent.
Okay. All right. True that. Ill. Let's see here. 434-661. Ill or kill for that joint? Hello? 434-661?
Hello?
Hello, how you doing? What's up?
I'm good. I have a request if you could do it for me.
A request? Well, this is Ill or Kill. This is Ill or Kill. So
huh?
This is Ill or Kill. It depends on what you're requesting. If they're up for a vote, we can do it. Who is it?
Spice Defy.
Oh, yeah. He's going to be. You got to hang on, though. You can't hang up. You got to hang on and vote, though.
Okay.
All right. Don't hang up. Don't hang up because when it's time. Vote, he's gonna need you to vote for him. All right, stand by. 205. Right. What'd you think about that joint from Sean Rock? Ill or kill?
Kill it.
You said kill it?
Yeah.
All right, that's one kill. What didn't you like about it?
I didn't like it. I'm calling to support Team Scholar, but I'll listen to that. I like good music anyway, but I wasn't feeling that. I wasn't feeling that. It didn't get me moving. I like something that's going to get me moved.
All right.
And that didn't do it for me.
All right. That's one kill. Fair assessment. Private caller, I don't even know your number, but you know who you are because I called you earlier. Ill or kill?
That song sound dated. It sound very dated. I'm going to have to kill it.
Oh, you guys are going to make me. I knew it was going to happen. He's going to kill it. Now it's, what is that? 1-2, 2-2. All right? 2-2. All right? Let's see. 269, 369. Did you hear that last song? Yeah, look, welcome to K100. I'm sorry. That's for me. I'm sorry. Did you hear that last song? 269, 369.
Nah, I just got on the line. I didn't hear it.
Okay. All right. Stand by. Yeah, it's a lot of people just hit on the phone lines, and I don't think a lot of these people right here just heard their record. Hold on a second. Hold up. Oh, let me go up here to the top. 601-321. Ill or kill for that joint.
Hey, kill that shit, man. Kill that shit.
Okay. All right. They was like, kill that shit. 347-934-0966. Sean Rock, I like that record. But right now, as it stands, hold on. We got some more people hitting the phone lines. Hold up a second. That's why I want everybody to come to the phone lines early so I don't have to go through this. Because then half people heard it. Some people heard it. Some people didn't. You know what I'm saying? Let me check this caller. Hey, 434, did you hear that last song? 434-661. Did you hear that last song?
Did I hear it?
Yeah, did you hear it?
Yes.
What did you think about it? Did you like it or not? Because I didn't even know if you heard it or not. But Ill or Kill.
I heard it, but basically I would say kill it because it sounded like it was a little low budget and wasn't up to par with it.
Okay. Another kill. All right. She said it. She said it sounded low budget. It wasn't up to par with it. All right. So that's it. I think I'm gonna have to go ahead and murk it. Sean Rock, you might have to send me another one. Hold on, I got another caller. Hold on. 609-742. Ill or kill?
Ill it.
All right.
All right,
stand by. That's still only 3-5. So, like I said, it's 8 people that was actually on the line. It's about 6 of y'all who just got on the line. And I know y'all didn't hear it because y'all just popped up on the screen. Maybe you did, but you got to press the number 1. Let me know if you want to vote. Press the number 1 on your phone pad right now if you want to talk to me. Let me know if you heard that record. Maybe you was listening on the internet and you just called in to vote. I don't know. You feel me? So hit the number one and let me know that you want to vote. All right? And it'll say you're now in the host queue. If it says you're off the host queue, that means you don't want to talk to me. If it says you're on the host queue, that means a little sign pops up and says this person wants to talk to you over here. All right? So I'm assuming you guys just kind of tuning in. All right? But that last song right now, I'm thinking it's going to probably not pass it. All right? But I may do that one again when we got enough people on here. You feel me? Just to make it fair. Sean Rock. As it stands, you got killed, but I give you a second chance. I mean, we got time at the end of this, at the end of the show. All right? 347-934-0966. If I got time. If. 347-934-0966. All right? Next up. All right, this young homie right here, last week he took a couple gunshots, but this is Zeta Truth. He's back. You know what I'm saying? He's back this week. First of all, I want to applaud him for even coming back. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people, you know, act like it's like my fault they got killed on the show, and it's not. But he was took it like a man and said, yo, I'm coming back. He's like, he's not stopping until he gets in rotation. He sees how much music we're playing over here. He sees the movement. He wants to be down, and he's going to do it the right way. So, shouts out to Zeta Truth. Now, this week, he's got another record called Money Talk. If you keep getting killed, I'm going to keep trying until you get on, until you get a song that people like. My goal is to get everybody played on the station. I do Illa Kill just to, you know what I'm saying, get the artist some feedback and also drum up support for the phone lines and the switchboard. But at the same time, it really is the way I want to get the artist. It's not like I want people to get killed, for real. So, if you get killed on this show, next week, if you send me music, I'm going to make sure you get reviewed until you give up or the people fuck with one of your records. It's that simple. All right? So this is Zeta Truth. He's back this week. This joint is called Money Talk. 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. Let's see if the homie can get some redemption around here. You dig?
Serving baby.
We back. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. All right, say the truth. Let's find out what it is, what the truth really is. Is it ill? Should it be killed? To the phone lines we go. 347-934-0966. Let's set it off. 414-897. Ill or kill for that record?
Man, that hook was hot, but it sounded distorted. I don't know if it was too much bass, but I couldn't really hear nothing but, you know what I'm saying, his verse. His hook was kind of distorted. But, yeah, dog, I'm mad because it sounded hot, though, but I'm going to have to kill it, though.
All right. Quality. Quality will get you murked on K100 Radio. Yes, it will. 434-661. Ill or kill for that joint.
I'm going to have to say kill it. I go with the same thing the person said before. It was distorted. It sounded like, the hook was real good. Then it was like a lot of highs and there was a lot of lows. So I say kill it.
Now, to be fair to the people, you know, you can always go to the website or, you know, use the TuneIn app, listen to the song, and then call back. Obviously, it's better quality when you listen to it over the internet instead of listening to it over the phone line. So I let people know that. But in all fairness, everyone else's music is also, you know, coming through the same airwaves. So if one song sounds one way and the other one don't, that should tell you what's going on with that. All right, 205-675, ill or kill for that joint.
I didn't get to hear it.
All right, she didn't get to hear it. No vote. 269-369, ill or kill for that joint. 269-369?
I thought it was just me, so I was trying, because it did sound distorted, but I like the hook, but I'm going to have to kill it.
Okay. She thought it was just her. 601-212, ill or kill for that joint. 601-212? All right, go to the next one. 11, private caller. Private caller. This person, I don't know. Let me call you private caller. Private caller, you back on the air. Ill or kill?
I'm actually supported. The reason I'm supported is because the young man went ahead and, you know, came back. You know what I'm saying? It was distorted. The quality was not great. But just the fact that he came back, I think that was, you know, I think that was real big of him. So I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to ill it, man. I'm going to support the kid.
I'm going to let you ill it. But you know the rule is over here at K100 Radio. I'm taking your vote as an ill. But you know the rule over here at K100 Radio is, in fact, you want to give me your real opinion of the record, not supporting someone just because they tried. All right?
Okay.
Just future references, okay? You know what I'm saying? The whole point, because when you do that, like you said, the quality, whatever, whatever, if you do that, then sometimes an artist may think that the record is okay when it's not. You feel what I'm saying?
Well, no, that's why I said the quality was not up to par, but just the fact that, you know, he went out there and, you know, came back, bro. I mean, you got to commend him for that.
Oh, I always commend him for it. That's why I made sure I said what I said. But at the end of the day, we vote on the songs, not the grind. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
We vote on the record. All right? Not the grind. On the record. All right? But I'm going to let you get that ill. That's just for everybody to know. You know what I'm saying? It's not that I don't want Zay the Truth to get in here. I want Zay the Truth to get in here the right way. Yes. So I can play it right behind a Jeezy joint or right behind, you know what I'm saying? So when I play it, it sounds seamless. So then when he tells people I'm on K100 Radio and they tune over here, they're going to stick around and listen because they're going to hear music that they already know. And then they're going to hear some new shit. But if it falls off, they're going to like turn the station. And that I cannot allow. So, ladies and gentlemen, that's why we vote on the songs. Do we like it or not? You get an A for effort, but you do not get an ill for it. Now, just want to make sure I got everybody lined up on that particular point. 601-321, ill or kill.
Hey.
601, what up, though?
It's the truth right here, man.
Say what now? All right, you can't vote on your own shit.
I said this ain't the truth right here. I had to talk to you about that. I guess it's the radio station because the song is in high quality. Everything recorded good. I was wondering, can we send it back and you run the track when we get it right and you run it right back?
Yeah, I mean, because the station is what it is. You feel what I'm saying? Like, if I play a song, and like I played a song before, you feel what I'm saying? Well, I played a song after that, you know what I'm saying? And one person says, well, that quality was good, and then the next song comes after that, and they say, well, yeah, that was distorted or whatever. See, it can't be the station, because when I hit play, it's all playing from the same thing. You feel what I'm saying? And I can, I'm actually,
I mean, the quality, you know, we do everything good. You know, I record our Pro Tools, everything 100, you know. I guess it was just, the station. You know, I wanted you to run it back for me.
Yeah, but recording off Pro Tools doesn't constitute it being correctly mixed. Just because you have Pro Tools.
All I'm asking is, can you run it back and let the people hear why, how it really sound? Or I can send you a different track, because, you know, I know the people going to love me out there. You know, I'm going hard. They got to hear me. They got to understand where I'm coming from.
I know. I did just heard it. Hold on. This is the thing, baby. What I'm trying to get you to understand is, it's not necessarily about...
Okay.
If you want to hear, like, right way, I play the same way I play everybody else. But I'm saying, don't.
See, like right now, I can't even understand what you're saying because you were breaking up. If you ask the people, are you breaking up on the line? Let the people tell you. You know what I'm saying?
Well, maybe it's your cell phone. Hold on a sec. Let me see. Maybe, just maybe. It could be the station. I could be wrong. We could be having some issues. I don't see any issues popping up. And no one is saying that I'm breaking up. Now, I'm going to try this again. All right? Zay the Truth. Real quick. You know what I'm saying? 504-214. Welcome to K100 Radio.
Yo, what's good, homie? It's E. Green. You hear me?
E. Green, what's happening, homie? What's popping with you? Thanks for calling back. Shout out to the artists who call back and support the show.
What's up, man? Checking in with you.
Did you hear that last song?
Yeah, I heard it.
What'd you think about it?
I mean, just, you know, on the strength, you know what I'm saying? But I ain't trying to pass judgment, but, you know, it didn't sound like it was mixed properly, it did. So, you know, can't give it to you if you don't present it right, you heard me? Like, real.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure that you can actually hear it though.
Yeah, I mean, I heard it, but it just sounded like the, you know, the quality of it wasn't where it needed to be. I ain't hitting nothing on nobody else's track, Jeremy, so I can't really say it's the station. You did all I can really say is, you know, it's the quality of the music. You know, I ain't saying the track ain't a banger, but I couldn't hit the track. You know what I'm saying? So
I want to be absolutely clear for the artist. You feel me? This show is all about, you know what I'm saying, giving artists real feedback on their music. So I want to be clear to the artist, you know what I'm saying, that it's not the station, because that caused that low end bass in that song to be very too much overbearing. You feel what I'm saying? And I'm trying to get the artist to understand it. You know what I'm saying? Because this is a K100 Radio when it comes down to Illa Kill and this part of the show. I'm really meticulous about not bashing artists and not making artists want to not rock with K100 Radio, because everybody's rocking with K100 Radio right now. Yeah, we got too many artists to really kind of argue that point. That's kind of a mute point. The point is, I want to make sure the artists understand that it's a teaching tool. It's a teaching method over here at K100 Radio. The thing about the song is, I'm listening to this as I play it. I'm actually listening to it in the studio, so I can hear everything crystal. Exactly how it's playing. There's no phone lines. There's no nothing in between me and when I hit play, but speakers. That's it. And very heavy gold metal plated copper wire. You know what I'm saying? So I hear everything perfectly clear over here. So the people hear it, and if the people, but the people have to let the artists know that on their end, like he just said, well, I heard other people's stuff and it wasn't sound like that. That's what I'm trying to get the artist to understand. It's not that I'm trying to not get him on the show or that I'm trying to be overly critical of his record. It's what it is. All right. So, everybody, is everybody clear on that? Are we clear? 347-934-0966. I'm going to take one more call. You know what I'm saying? As it stands, of course, it was more kills than ills. 817-899. Welcome to K100 Radio. Who's this? 817-899.
Hey, what's going on?
Give me your speakerphone. You're way too far away from the phone.
Okay, I heard submitting my track.
trying to see when was he going to spend it in the killer, yeah.
I can't hear you. You got to pick the phone up, though. You're too far off. Pick the phone up.
I hell can get in my truck.
Yeah, but who is this?
This is O'Reilly.
Who?
Zoreal.
Hold on, let me see. What's the name of the song? Hold on. Oh, Kim, I got it. Zo Kim.
Yeah,
Zoreal for Kim. I got that record. All right, you going to stand by? All right, what are you on? Are you on a speakerphone or Bluetooth or something? Because you sound like way off. I need for you to put the phone up to your mouth. I can't hardly hear you. All right. Well, I'm going to play the, even though I can barely hear what he's saying. Zoreal, name of his joint is Kim. We're going to get him on the line. All right. Next joint, the Zeta Truth record. Look, the Zeta Truth record. All right. It didn't make it. It got murked. Okay. All right. The Zeta Truth record got murked. It took more hits than it did. It took more kills than it did ill. And pretty much most of the people were talking about the quality of the record. You know what I'm saying? One person did say they thought it was hot, but, you know, it was distorted. And that's literally the case because I'm listening to it in the studio. You feel what I'm saying? So if he can say the truth, you can give me that record with a better mix on it. I'll play that same exact one again if you want me to because people were killing it on quality. You know what I'm saying? They couldn't hear it. It was a little bit distorted. Well, actually a lot bit distorted. So send me that record back. Okay, back to the show. Back to the music. All right. 347-934-0960. I had to cut everything off so everybody I can make sure everybody hear me crystal clear about what I was saying. This next joint is by Scholar. This joint is called 50 Bottles. All right. 347-934-0966. 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show, all right? 347-934-0966. Hit the phone lines up, vote for the record. But the record, when I play it, come to the phone lines this time, I'm just gonna run down. It'll kill. All right. But I want you to give me feedback. You know what I'm saying? If you don't like the record, tell me why. All right? Let me know. Here we go. All right? This is 50 Bottles. This is Scholar. All right? Scholar, 50 Bottles. Right here on K1's Radio. You know the drill. It'll kill.
Work. work, 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 work.
All right. Stop. Hold up. Shit. I can barely afford one bottle in the club. This nigga said 50. Then I went to the club the other night. That shit was $250 for the bottle. That same bottle cost $39 at the liquor store. Some bullshit. Anyway, welcome to K100 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzard Man. Thanks for tuning in to the show. ChainsEntertainment.com/K100Radio. We're going to go to the phone lines and see what the people think. 50 bottles. Even if you ain't got it, if you like the record, that's all that counts. I can't afford it, but I fuck with it. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. Boss lady says she on the line. I don't know what number she calling from. We're going to start at the top, though. All right? Let's see. Private caller. Oh, wait. No. You can't vote. Ain't this your people? Private caller?
Yes, that's my artist. I'm his PR.
All right. Stand by. 414-897. Illa Kill for that joint.
Yeah, man. Let me holler at the PR real quick. It was a couple problems, but the track is banging, dog. Tell him not to double his voice. You only supposed to do that on hooks. And the rest of that shit was man, that's I'm a ill at.
All right, ill. You said, why did you say don't double his? I know a lot of people who double their voices on their mains though. Why you say that? There's so many artists that do that.
But he don't know how to do it. You got to use a deeper voice, and he wasn't using his stage voice. Like he need to go back and say that shit with a little bit more heart. You know what I'm saying? And he didn't. If you're gonna double it, you got to be like low and high when you do it to kind of mess your voice in, and then make one lower than the other one. You can tell like it's too visible on the track. So he shouldn't do it. He sounds like he'd be better with just his voice singly on there and pushing that shit out like he on the stage, because that's a party track.
All right, I like the feedback, and he says ill. I love that feedback. 504-214, Illa Kill for that joint. 50 bottles.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and ill that too, man. The beat itself, you know what I'm saying? Just good, let it rock, you know what I mean? Like you said, doubling on it, it'll sound, you know, I wouldn't recommend it, you feel what I'm saying? If you let that go by yourself, turn it up a little bit, you know what I mean? You'd be Gucci, you hear me? But I'm going to ill that for right now, you know what I'm saying? I can't talk bad about it, you know what I mean?
All right. 205-765, Illa Kill.
Oh, ill lad, I love it.
All right, ill that, she love it. Of course, it wouldn't have anything to do with the fact you called him earlier to vote for that song. Hope she doesn't hang up. 434-661, Illa Kill.
I illed it. I really liked it. It was clear, crisp. I also want to say I didn't like the part where he did double his voice. It did sound like he was distant, and he didn't do it at the right time in the beat. So, but overall, I illed it.
All right, overall, she illed it. I mean, I heard that. I don't know, maybe because I'm so used to everybody doing it now. Like, at one point in time, that really would have stood out to me as an engineer. But, you know, it's like now I just hear so many people doing it now. I'm just like, fuck it. Why go against the grain? There's so many artists that do it now. It's like, whatever. I don't know. It used to be a pet peeve. Now it's like auto-tune. It's like, yeah, well, fuck it. Everybody's doing it now. You can't just keep saying the same. Everybody's going to do it. I don't know. But I feel what y'all are saying, but I don't know. I hear so many people doing it now. I got numb to that at this point. Honestly, that's just the honest truth. 972-900, Illa Kill for that joint.
Hey.
Yeah, what up?
Ill. Is ill.
All right, ill. You're not an artist, are you?
Yeah, I'm an artist myself. I had just Kyle's over here, but I'm listening in. I'm tuning in, but that was ill, though.
All right, ill. 601-212, Illa Kill. 601-212. Okay, I guess they didn't want to talk. 804-350, Illa Kill. 804-350. Okay. I guess they don't want to talk either. Let me go back up into the top. Let me see. Did I get this number 504-214? Did I come to you already?
Yeah, you came to me already, homie.
All right. 678-612. 678-612. Hello?
678-612.
None of them people want to talk. All these people, it's like all these people on the phone line and they're not voting. Hold on. Let me go back up here to the top. Right now, I'm still ill, so I'm going to go ahead and pass it in a minute. Hold on. 601-321. Ill or kill?
Kill.
All right. Kill. He said he didn't like it. All right. All right. So that's pretty much all the ones, except all these people down here at the bottom are just calling in to listen. They're not voting. They're just listening. Anyway, we got more ills than kills. That's pretty much how it's going down today. You get more ills than kills, and you're pretty much sliding by today. All right, fine. 347-934-0966. We've got Spice Tafari. Spice Tafari. All right. Let's see. The name of this joint by Spice Tafari is, let me see here, Gimme Lovin'. Oh, this is reggae. This is reggae. This is a reggae joint. This is probably the first reggae joint we've had on Ill or Kill in, I don't know, man. It's been a long time since we had some reggae on Ill or Kill. We've got some reggae in rotation, but it's kind of more known artists that really didn't go through Ill or Kill because it's kind of risque with, you know, it's kind of risky with, you know, doing it. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, it may not work. You know what I'm saying? But hold on a second. Let me find the record, first of all. Spice Tafari, Give Me Loving. Let me see. Hold on. Oh, I'm in the wrong folder. That would explain it, Blizzard. Sorry, y'all. I don't load up the music anymore until you guys actually get on the phone lines. I'm done with that. Here it is, Spice Tafari, Give Me Loving. I'm done loading up all the songs and then hoping that everybody calls in. I'm done with that. So if you don't hit the phone line, I don't even put it inside this system. I'm doing it as I go on the fly. But we got right here, name of this joint, all right? Give Me Loving. This is Spice Tafari. You let me know what you think. Is it ill? Should it be killed? Run it. Spice Tafari, reggae man, reggae man. Boom, boom, boom. I fucks with it, but it doesn't matter what Blizzard thinks. It matters what people think. That's what matters. That's pretty much the gist of it over here at K100 Radio. 347-934-0966. Y'all hit the phone lines up and let me know what you think about Spice Tafari. Name of joint is Give Me Love. Our first reggae we've had on Illa Kill in at least a year. I haven't had a reggae song on Illa Kill in at least a year. It's been over that, but I'm just going to say the low number. It's been at least a year since someone put something, sent reggae over to K100. So just big ups on that, but we got to see what the people think. All right, let's go to the phone lines. 347-934-0966. 414. You see, 414-897. Illa Kill for that joint.
I'm gonna have to kill that just on the strength because he made that just basically strictly reggae. He should have threw at least a rapper in that since he was coming to a show like this. You know what I'm saying? So do a remix, try that again. You know what I'm saying? Maybe it's good where you at, but I couldn't really understand it, so I'm gonna have to kill it.
Well, no one can understand reggae unless you're from Jamaica. unless it's Shaba Ranks. For some reason, I can understand what Shaba Ranks was saying. You remember Shaba Ranks?
I know Shaba. I couldn't understand him either.
I could actually understand what Shaba said. And Mad Lion, for some reason. Beanie Man, too. But the rest of them, I don't. 504. But they used to say it like, it was how they used to say it. I could actually understand some of the words, like every third word, and you could just pretty much figure out what the fuck they was talking about from those every third word. 504-214, Illa Kill.
Yo, yeah, man. That sounds like it's probably right, in Jamaica, you feel what I'm saying? Like, or even to a Jamaican crowd, you know what I mean? Like, so I'm going to say I'm at the illit for that genre. You feel me? Like,
okay.
You know, I liked it, but, you know, I didn't really know what he was saying. That's just, you know, I'm not Jamaican here, man. So.
Mm-hmm. All right. But you're giving it an ill. You're giving it an ill, right?
I'm ill, though. You know what I'm saying?
All right. You said you're going to ill it because, see, y'all, come on, people. Y'all, you know when you listen to reggae, it's not about can you understand it. It's really about, like, can you, I don't know, dance to it. You know what I'm saying? It's reggae, so... That's the problem with sending reggae to a hip-hop station, hip-hop R&B station is it's not a reggae station. So you might just get people who kill it because it's not, they don't, it's not what they listen to. You know what I'm saying? So, but one ill, one kill. Let's see how it pans out. All right. 434-661, ill or kill?
I'm ill in it because it's my brother and then I understand everything that he says. So it's an ill for me.
Are you Jamaican?
I'm half Jamaican.
Well,
yeah, same thought.
Go ahead and speak something, Jamaican.
I mean, I'm part Jamaican. My father is Jamaican and my brother's Jamaican. So, I mean, I'm not going to be able to speak full patois to you.
Tragic. Jamaican women are sexy. Jamaican women are sexy. They just crazy as fuck. Anyway, 347-934-0966. That's two ills, one kill. Let's see what pans out for the homie. 601-212, ill or kill?
I'm a killer.
All right. One. All right. That's two kills. Tied up. Tied up at this point. 972-900, ill or kill?
It's a kill.
Okay. It's a kill. That's all right. Now it's three kills, two ills, 3-2. All right, 601-683, ill or kill? Ow. 601-863.
Oh, I'm gonna kill it.
All right, he gonna kill it. 757-240, ill or kill? Virginia checking in. 757-240, hello. 757. All right. 757 dropped off the line as soon as I answered the phone. 601-321, ill or kill? Oh, I got to get another one.
I want to hear that Zeta 2 Money Talk.
Are you going to vote on another song?
Yeah, I want to hear that Zeta 2.
Play that Money Talk, boy. All
right. So. 817-899, ill or kill?
Hello.
Hey, yo, what up? Little Kill for that joint.
What's going on, man?
What's up?
Not much, man. There's an artist from Dallas, Fort Worth. His name is Zoreal. I want to hear that Kim.
Oh, yeah, you next.
Okay, that's what's up.
All right,
I'm
going to
stay on the line.
All right, did you hear the last song? Did you hear that last song? You want to vote on it?
Yes, I sure did. That was all right, man. He needs he just needs some more tight engineering going on in there. That's all I can say right now.
So what do you want to vote on it? Ill it or kill it?
I'll say I feel it, man.
All right, ill it. You liked it, basically.
Yeah, I kind of do.
Okay.
It needs to work on.
All right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 3. All right, 347-934-0966. That's the number of Dallas in the show. 347-934-0966. Why, I don't understand all these people at the bottom down here who are just listening and don't want to vote. Why don't you people want to vote? I keep coming here. Why y'all don't want to vote? Y'all calling in. Y'all, I know y'all just listening. But, I mean, help them out. Vote. That's all these people sitting out here at the bottom of the switchboard, and they haven't clicked the number one. If you're on the phone lines and you want to vote, and maybe I don't come to your phone line or something, or maybe I skip over you, is because the way the switchboard works is you have to mesh number one, and then it pops you up here to the top, and it says you want to talk. All right? Hit the number one. I can understand if you're just listening. I appreciate you tuning in and listening, but, you know, we would like for you to vote to give these artists some feedback on their music. That's the whole point of this particular segment of K100 Radio. We really do want you to interact with the artists and tell them what you think about their song. All right? Everybody's sitting down here at the bottom. They're just listening. They're probably just waiting for one particular person. Let's see if it's this guy right here. The next person, the next one up. Zoreal. Zoreal. 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. 347-934-0966. This is Zoreal. The name of this joint is called Kim. Shady had a song named Kim, didn't he? I don't know. Hold on a second. Kim. All right, yeah. Well, anyway, that's it. Zoreal. Name of this joint is called Kim. Y'all let me know. That last song, someone's tweeting me. The last song was 4-3. It was 4 kills, 3 ills. So if that's your people, you might want to call in on the phone lines and hit them up and support them. All right? 347-934-0966. It's the whole point of the show. All right. So here we go. This is Zoreal. Name of this joint is called Kim. Let me know what y'all think about this one. Turn up.
I'm looking for a Kim. I'm ballin' at the gym. You can check, got my gym. Check, check, got my gym. I'm looking for a Kim. I'm ballin' at the gym. You can check, got my gym. Check, check, got my gym. I'm looking for a Kim. I'm ballin' at the gym. You can check, got my gym. Check, check, got my gym. Yeah, damn, Kim. Kim wanna make you mine, Kim. Kim, come and holla at me. I'm not tryna wait no time. I'm giving you two down from the waistline. In the jewels, and I'm still not a Jew. Ocean blue coupe when she splash through. Make a dog drool, turn a nigga to a raging bull. But they chill, cause the gym's ocean blue. So her ass round like a balloon, lips like juicy fruit. Make me wanna do. Yeah. Kim so zeal, I nicknamed her Kimmy. Yeah. Simply cause she bought her paper and she get plenty. Yeah. She said, cake up, why you tryna lay her like a wedding cake? She get the cake up and for marriage into a later day. I'm looking for a Kim. I'm ballin' at the gym. You can check, got my gym. Check, check, got my gym. I'm looking for a Kim. I'm ballin' at the gym. You can check, got my gym. Check, check, got my gym. I'm looking for a Kim. I'm ballin' at the gym. You can check, got my gym. Check, check, got my gym. I'm looking for a Kim. I'm ballin' at the gym. You can check, got my gym. Check, check, got my gym. I found me a Kim. That puts her on DMV. They be in the AM. They say GM. Real juicy, got my wrist like sweet.
switch. Rose gold, rollie, so it's hard to miss. Yeah. And that bitch got 20, so we got a deal from my country, love the farm. We unexpectedly fly to Vegas, just a party. In the Amsterdam, just smoke grounds. We got frequent flight routes. Better check her Instagram, this bitch ain't playing around. Her daddy got some M's, her mama got some B's. Don't have to catch disease, and spend them all on me. See, love the road, play the foreplay. Keep the film rolling while I beat it like drama. I'm looking for a gym. I'm ballin' at the gym. You can check out my gym. Check, check out my gym. I'm looking for a gym. I'm ballin' at the gym. You can check out my gym. Check, check out my gym. I'm looking for a gym.
Oh, we're back. 347-934-0966. That was Zo Real. What I do, what I can personally tell you about it is I like the beat. That beat go hard. I don't give a fuck with nobody. Now, I don't care if it get killed, ill, whatever. You can't tell me that beat was whack. Fuck that. Anything else y'all got to say about it? Yeah, but that beat, though? I don't know who did that beat. That's a nice beat. Anyway, 347-934-0966. But it doesn't matter about what I think. Again, you know the rules. Only people on the phone lines can vote. All right? 347-934-0966. Let's see what the people think. 414-897. Ill or kill?
Yeah, you're right. That beat was going in, dog. I'm a ill it. The hook was banging too, dog. Like, that hook, it sounded different. I didn't really like the flow, but, yeah, that shit was still banging, dog. He still swagged it out. So, yeah, ill at.
I think maybe the bars may be the only questionable part of that record. You know
what
I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what it was.
The bars are cool, but the hook, I'm saying the hook, the beat, his ad-libs. He even had the ad-libs without the ad. He ad-libbed it better than he rapped the verse.
On the real. Real talk.
I'm feeling the ad-libs. He's like, yeah. I'm like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, I was bobbing to it, though, on the real.
It's just the bars, you know what I'm saying? The bars, you know what I'm saying? But that's really fixable, But, you know, I'm just giving my opinion. My vote doesn't count, but ill. See, I don't like giving my opinion like that, because then sometimes people be like, oh, you swayed the vote, Blizzum, because you said that, and now people want to vote. You know what I'm saying? But I just give my opinion sometimes about songs. But my vote never counts. It never counts my vote. All right, ill. 504-214, ill or kill?
Yeah, I'm going to get ill at too, man. I like the beat. You know what I'm saying? I like the hook. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, the ad-lib set me off. Like, you know, I wasn't really too... I wasn't into the verses like that, you feel what I'm saying? But the ad-libs have, you know, carried the verse to me, you feel what I'm saying? So I'm going to yell that.
Yeah. I guess it's one where you got, like, 75% of the song you like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he just had a lot of energy with the ad-libs that I feel should have been diverted towards the hook. Towards the verse.
Thing. Yeah, that one guy should have had those kind of, that kind of swag on it. The one that got ill 50 bottles. Remember,
yeah.
The 50 Bottles kid could take a lesson from this guy as far as ad-libbing, seriously. And then that would make the 50 Bottles record way crazy. You
like,
know what I'm saying?
If you don't make it as an artist, you'll be a hell of a hype man, boy. I'm telling you, you hear me? Like, for real.
Yeah. All right, ill. Let's see. 817-899, ill or kill? 817-899.
Yeah, that was good, man.
All right, ill?
That was good. That's non. That's good. That's ill.
All right, ill. Another ill. 817-609. Oh, there must be people is on the phone. The 817's popped up ASAP in the switchboard. A whole bunch of them. 817-609. Ill or kill?
Hey, what's up? I feel that. That go hard, man. I like the beat and the lyrics.
All right, ill. This one brought his people with him, but they own them. They own it. My switchboard full of 817. They own it. And you can do that. That shows me that you got a grind and you got a following. We applaud that at K100 Radio. 601-212, ill or kill. 601-212. Hello. Going once, twice, 601-212. All right. They pressed the number one like they want to talk, so that's why I opened their line. 682-564, what up, though? Welcome to K100, ill or kill?
Hey, man, I'm feeling that right there. It's BQ of a movement. Play that.
All right. Ew. Again, some more 817. 817-696, Ill or Kill.
Hey, hello.
Hello, what's
hey,
up?
Man, hey, that's ill, bro. That's ill. Hey, Kill. All
right, ill.
Hey, Kill.
Yep. He's looking for a Kim. He's at the gym. Look at his gym. See that? It already stuck in my head, and I only heard it once. 97, definition of a hook. 972-900, Ill or Kill.
Give me that. Give me an ill.
Give him an ill. He said ill.
Kim,
yeah.
Kim, baby, Kim.
Yeah, he said Kim. Another one, another 817. 817, what's this one? So many. 817-655, Ill or Kill.
Ill.
All right, ill. All right. It's a whole bunch of them boys. They came. Shouts out to this artist. This artist, before I hit, before I started voting for this song, there was about 12 people online. Now it's 28. And they all 817s. Get your fucking grind up. Congratulations, homie. That's all I can tell the rest of y'all. Take it how you want it. 317-640. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
What's up with this? Oh, yes. Oh, what's up, bud? What's going on with you?
I'm looking at traffic right now.
Just tuned
in. I didn't get to the last song.
Oh, okay. I can't hear you. Sound like you're outside or something. What you doing?
What'd you say?
I said it sound like you outside. You must got the window down. What are you doing?
Yeah, I'm in my car. In traffic. Buckhead traffic. Riding around, getting it.
You going to hang out with us a little bit then? You feel me?
Hello?
I said, you going to hang out with us for a little bit then and vote on some music?
Yep, I'm in here.
All right, appreciate you standing by. Shout out to Kelsey Nicole. You feel me? Midwest Princess, another artist doing a thing, man. All the way from Naptown. She's down here in Atlanta right now. She's got a lot going on. I expect big things from Miss Kelsey Nicole. True.
Thank you.
Stand by. One of the few pop artists that we have in rotation on K1's Radio. Pop. One more. I'm going to take one more. This 81 is pretty much a wrap. He's going in. And he's going in. But I'm going to take one more. This 817s because there's so many of y'all. But I literally can't answer all y'all 817s. I'm going to take one more, y'all. Y'all done flooded my damn switchboard anyway. 817-825. Ill or Kill.
That's me. What's happening with you?
What's
hey, I got to commend you. Yeah, I got to commend you on your radio personality, man. You're really doing it. You're doing it right.
Well, I appreciate
it. You're keeping it hype. Yeah, you're keeping it hype, man. And you know, young artists need that. And I just want to tell you, yeah, BQM, man, that guy is on the move. I really like what he got going on. He got a different flavor, and that's something we got to listen for. I like the ad-libs he got going on with it. And then that Kim right there, that name right there, is in rotation everywhere.
Okay. Well, it's a It's definitely it really is a it's a dope track. Like I said, I said the only thing I didn't like about the song, I liked everything about the song except one element of the song, which was the actual verses, which I feel like could be brushed up. But you know, verses at this point now in the game, no one is so not really relevant as far as what pertains to a hit record. You feel what I'm saying?
So, right. Yeah. Well, you know what I noticed, too? Yeah, what I noticed on these songs now, you hear more of the confidence than the words.
Yeah, basically.
You understand where I'm coming from?
Yeah, I know exactly what
you're saying. When a man has confidence in his voice, that he don't have to say much.
Exactly.
That's what I like about that, yeah. You know, but, you know, like I say, I commend you on what you got going on. You know, you're inspiring these young men to do what they and women to do what they need to do in life, and that's to continue on with whatever they got going on. You just got to continue and moving in a positive direction. You know, not it don't always have to be forward. You don't always have to progress, but as long as you're moving in a positive direction, you're going in the right direction.
Absolutely, you're right about that. You know what I'm saying? And I actually try to use it as a teaching mechanism. You feel me? I really do, man. You know what I'm saying? Because Back when I was in art, you know, of course, everybody who knows me knows, you know, I'm a very active producer, very, very active producer of tracks and everything, you know. But in my day, I still rap and everything too, you know what I'm saying? I still put songs out and I ghostwrite more than I do anything else for other people. And I produce more, but I'm still an active artist myself. And I remember when I first started, like, I had nothing like this, you know, it was nothing like this around it. Facebook wasn't even around. You know, you didn't have anything like this, you know what I'm saying? So, I'm just trying to take it really, and since I got this platform, and we really are geared towards independent artists. I want to teach at the same time, so everybody got to understand that about K100 Radio, man. You feel me? You know what I mean? I really do show love, but I want to teach. You know what I'm saying? And some artists feel a type of way about it, or whatever. You know what I'm saying? You know, their skin will toughen up, and they'll learn in the long run that you got to be able to take constructive criticism. You got to.
You know what I tell my son all the time. May your passion benefit others. And that's what's happening with you.
Well, I appreciate it, my brother. Thank you for calling into the show. Thank you for supporting the show. Hope you hang around and vote for a couple of the songs. If you don't
All right,
mind.
No problem. Yeah, I got you.
Thank you very much.
All right, in a minute.
One more thing. Where is 817 at? Where is that at?
817 is Texas, Fort Worth.
Fort Worth. Shout out to Fort Worth. By 20 some of y'all on the phone line. Shouts out to y'all.
Oh, yeah. That's that funky town. Fort Worth, man. We support.
All right, man. Shout out to Fort Worth, man. I can't deny that. Them boys came through and supported their people. You know what I'm saying? That's real big. Next up, we go to the next song. So that one got ill. So far tonight, Scholar, 50 Bottles, he got ill. All right. Zo Real with Kim, he got ill. You feel what I'm saying? All right. A couple of people got murked, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, it is what it is. That happens over here at K100 Radio. Every ill a kill. I've never had one ill a kill when no one got killed. All right. So this next particular artist, now we're going to go to the, Twitterverse, you know what I'm saying, real quick. And pull these particular artists. These particular artists were artists that submitted last week. They were on the phone lines. Ran out of time. Hit me up, Blizzum, this week. I got you. All right? I got you. Our first female of the night, by the way. You know what I'm saying? Try to show love to the ladies. You know what I'm saying? Y'all hang around and see what she's talking about, man. Give us some real feedback. You know what I'm saying? Vote on it. Her management hit me up. I was like, I'm going to make sure she gets on. Don't worry. I got her. And it's one... R&B song, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? I would like for y'all to make sure we get on. And anybody else, hit the phone lines, 347-934-0966. Hit that Twitter, at K100_radio. That's at K100_radio, all right, on Twitter. Hit me up. This artist is Deja Vu, and with a name like Two Niggas, you know it's not going to necessarily be R&B, but that's what she says she wants. Y'all let me know what you think, man. 347-934-0966. I got an announcement to tell y'all in a minute after this song. I'll tell y'all after this. Hang around, all right? This is Deja Vu, Two Niggas. I don't know how. I don't know what the radio version title going to be. I don't know how she's going to make that work, Deja Vu. Good luck with that. But nevertheless, here we go.
Two niggas and they both dope. hustle hard. Mentality fuck them all. One nigga who fuck me hard, but he never tough it on. One nigga who break the law. One nigga who hate the rules. One nigga with a jail record. One nigga who dropped out of school. One nigga that smoke kush. One nigga that pop perks. One nigga with no job. One nigga that got work. One nigga with two kids. One nigga, two baby moms. One nigga with a nice car. One who still live with his mom. One nigga who love the streets. One nigga who love the block. One nigga who love the crime. One nigga who love the pop. One who living for the moment. One who got no plan B, no plan C, no plan A. Just YOLO, push that D. One who drink that brown lick. One who whip that crown bit. One nigga who love drama. One who stays around it. One nigga that window don't say shit, no bank account. One nigga that'll write me over, eat the pussy right, but never take me out. I got two niggas and they both dope. Two niggas and they both dope. Two niggas and they both dope. Two niggas and they both dope.
Yeah, Hold on.
Two niggas
Yeah, I was just wanting to make sure that I heard. Stop. First of all, we all know that K100 Radio is we fancy free over here. We're not FCC regulated. We can play what we want to play. We can say what we want to say. Do gunshots on the air. Shit, damn. Whatever. I can say whatever. I can get away with whatever over here. Even if I could, I'm gonna take the votes on the record. You know what I'm saying? But the record is just, there's no possible way in the hell, no possible way in the hell that that song is gonna get on regular radio, unless she just changes the whole. I don't know. She gotta go. She gotta send, like, she gotta make a real live radio version. Now the fact is, she did submit that to k100radio@gmail.com. I don't know what that says. I don't know what that means. But all I know is she got two niggas in the title. But in the song, she's got like 100 niggas. Like 100. She got 100 niggas. Okay. I lost track of how many niggas this motherfucker got. But we're going to go to the phone line. And we're going to see what people think about Deja Vu. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show, man. I don't know. 414-897. It'll kill.
Dog, I was saying the same thing. She said she got two niggas and they both dope. But she named off plenty niggas, though. But, yeah, it was hot. Like she kind of, I'm going to get this little secret away. The best radio song to make is where it sounded like all hooks. And that was like all hot hooks. And she killed it. Like, the production was good. The motherfucking engineering was good. I like her little cute voice. She winning. I'm going to ill it.
You going to ill it? All right. Ill. Where the fuck? Hey, you know what? All those people from 817 hung up. Ain't that some shit? Ain't that some shit? All 20-something motherfuckers hung up, too. I guess they was like, fuck that. All right. 504-217. They did. Every single one. There's not one 817 on this line no more. That's crazy. 504-214, Illa Kill.
Yeah, what's up, homie? Yeah, this is E Green, bro. She said she had about a good 30 niggas with a few different skill sets each, you know what I'm saying? So that seemed like a lot to handle. But, you know what I mean, this damn age, bro, with the radio play, like something repetitive like that, you know what I'm saying? Something that you can hear back to back.
There's
keep saying.
No possible way, like, that version. I wouldn't even send that version of that song out to like,
version.
But she sent it in to K100 Radio. Even though we're not censored, it's like, goddamn. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, everything you're talking about.
I want to hear the real radio version. But yeah. I mean, if you can clean up my neck and my back, my pussy and my crack, you can pretty much clean up anything. I think at this point.
You know right.
That one up.
But I'm scared if you change it to a radio version, it might be a whole nother song, though. You feel what I'm saying?
Well, the goal is to get on radio, I thought. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong about that part. Pardon my interruption. Okay. Are you illing the record?
I'm a
I'm a illy, cause I guarantee you they got a select crowd that'll like that. I'm telling you.
Yeah, they call ratchet ass hoes. 317-617-640. Illa Kill.
I'm going to ill it because I liked it. It was bossy. She on her lady pimp shit. She got all them niggas. She got her niggas or whatever. It was kind of confusing because it do say two niggas and they both dope, but she named like 50 niggas or whatever. But I mean, I wanted to kill it because it's like there's no future in it. It's not gonna go to the radio. And if you change, like you said, if you change it up, it's gonna be a whole different song. So, but it was very Trina. It was very Trina. That's why I kind of I dig it. I'm gonna ill it just because just for what it is. It's a cool song, but it don't got no future.
Okay, but you gonna ill it for what it is, like for just. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right. True. I'm glad you was on the phone because I wanted to at least get one female's opinion about the record. You know what I'm saying? I just want to be all guys. Stand by. Hold on. 256-468. Hello?
Hey, what's up? What's going on? This is Diva. I was checking it out. I mean, I'm feeling that a little bit. It's nice.
The women love it. Why do you like it? Because she on her female pimp shit. She got all these niggas. Is that why you like it? Like Kelsey said, like Mr. Cole.
I'm just saying, it might have something to do with that. Yes, yeah.
Because she on her female pimp shit. And
she's
that's
on
that's
her funny. Pimp shit.
So now that's where we at with it, ladies. That's where we at.
Yes.
That's where we at with it, ladies. Y'all want to be pimps too now. We can't be pimps now, y'all. Y'all want to be pimps too. That's it. That's it. That's fine. I just want to make sure we got that clarification. 256, ain't that Bama?
Yes, it is.
What part of Bama is that? I know it's Bama, but what part is that again? Birmingham? Was that Birmingham?
I'm out of Huntsville right now. But I'm from Chicago, but I'm in Huntsville right now.
Oh, okay. You know the artist, are you? Do you sing music in?
No, I'm Diva Status. I'm on Twitter. And I be Diva. Following K100.
Oh, you do? What's up, Diva Status? Appreciate it.
Man, you what's going on?
I be best at these Twitter names. Tell the people what you got going on, Diva Status. Are you in the game? What you do?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm a published model. I've been published, like, what, 6 times, did about 15 videos. I'm currently right now a PR agent for 3 artists. I rep X Squad DJs, O State DJs. I'm the official O State Honey model.
Oh, fuck.
Yes.
Blizzum. Now I know who you are. Duh.
What's going on, baby?
because you know why? It's because we haven't spoken since that first day that we spoke. And so, you know how that is. Like, I got to, when you're doing a gazillion things, you be like, oh, now I know who that is. Because we met on the conference call.
Right.
Oh, yes.
Right.
Yes. Now I know who you are. You sent music in. Whatever happened? Oh, I know what happened. You sent the music in, but y'all didn't hit me up with the Illa Kill joint. But I got
that on deck for you. I'm gonna go ahead and send that to you tonight.
Okay.
And so we can go ahead and get that popping. But man, I've been. You're the one that's been busy. You got like a lot on your plate. You know, I mean, I know I got like things too. I wish you could come with me down to Atlanta tomorrow. I'm like on the panel of judges for a Battle Hotlanta.
Whoa! Stop! Pause. Let's hit pause. I want you to say that one more time. Say it again.
I'm on the panel of judges for Battle Hotlanta.
Are you following Battle Hotlanta on Twitter?
Yeah, they be tweeting me. Yes.
Uh-huh. Go ahead. Go. I want you to do me a favor, real quick. Why right here on the air, if you can. I don't know if you got one of those smartphones that can do like 4 things at once, but listen, if you can. I would like for you to go to the Battle Hotline page and then look at all the tweets when they say, who's judging?
Yeah, I saw that. I know that. Oh, my God. I'm having a blonde moment. Man, you got to excuse me. It's been crazy. It's been crazy. So I get to meet you.
There we go. Now it's all coming together. Now it's all coming together, Diva Status.
That's what's up. Okay, look, I be having so many things to be, I be doing. I be, you know, I do Philly Shine Radio, and then I got my own show, Diva After Dark, coming out. So I got a whole bunch of things on my plate. I be forget, baby, please forgive me. I'm sorry.
I totally forgot who you were, so both of us can just take the gunshots together. And there you have it. Because I forgot.
Straight.
Until you said who you were, until you said that scenario, I already talked to you. And pretty much you just totally forgot that I'm actually one of the judges at Battle Hotlanta tomorrow, too. You know what I'm saying? So we'll be there. Yeah. So that's, you see what happens, ladies and gentlemen, when you're doing too goddamn much live on K100 Radio, this type of shit that happens. But I'll see you tomorrow. I'll make you, of course, you know, we're going to make sure we get up and introduce each other to each other. All right?
Most definitely. It's going to be picture time. I'm Instagram Shardy on that. Yes, sir.
Ooh, let me go ahead and get fresh dressed. Y'all know I'm going to have a K100 shirt on. I don't give a damn. Walking promotional billboard. That's going to be the kid. Yeah.
Right. I'm supposed to have my X Squad DJ shirt tomorrow, but we'll see how that goes. Either way it goes, you know, I'll be the one walking up giving you a hug with the heels on and the hair fly and the lips gloss. You'll recognize me.
Ooh, I already know who you are. Yeah, we're going to Instagram all that shit. All that's got
to
be
Instagram.
Yeah.
Well, keep doing what you're doing, and I'm going to stay online and listen to you. I mean, I love your show. It's real fly.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. And, y'all, make sure y'all tune into the broadcast. We're live 24-7, chainlessentertainment.com/K100Radio. That's where you can listen to us live on the Internet. Of course, we're on the TuneIn app. Tune in. If you got an iPhone, a Windows phone, who the fuck got those? But still, if you got one, a BlackBerry, you know, who the fuck got those? But if you got one, or if you got one of these nice little S3 joys like I got over here, you dig? It don't matter. Either one, you can download the TuneIn app and listen to K100 Radio 24-7. All right, we're live. We're also an official iTunes radio station. So if you go to iTunes, all right, go to iTunes, the iTunes store, you feel me? Go over there, check it out, and listen. Just click up under hip-hop, go up under the hip-hop section. You should know how to use it if you know about iTunes radio. A lot of people who listen to their radio that way, we're on there. We're listed now. You feel me? Up under the hip-hop section. So you'll see K100 Radio, K-100. All right, check us out, man, you know, and listen to us, you know, during the course of the day. You know what I'm saying? Just when you're sitting around at work, at your desk, whatever, when you're working out, you know what I'm saying, download the app or get on iTunes or whatever and listen to the show, stream the show, all right? Listen to it. We playing music constantly, 24-7. Got some dope DJs. Shout out to DJ Corrupt. We got DJ Corrupt. His first mix is debuting Friday, tomorrow night, 9 to 10. I'll be at Battle of Hotlanta, but you know, that's where you got Auto DJ. It's going to be live. Also, Vic XL, from Riding Dirty, 89.3 FM. He's got a countdown, an all-independent countdown that we've added to the mix. It's going to be debuting at 6, all right, 6 p.m. So at 6 p.m., you're going to hear the countdown from Vic XL. And also at 9 p.m., from 9 to 10, you're going to hear the brand-new debut mix from DJ Corrupt over here, specifically solely for K100 Radio. That's dope. You know what I mean? Also, like Divas just said, I'll be at Battle Hotlanta tomorrow. I'm one of the official judges on the panel for Battle Hotlanta. Chance to win $1,000. Boss Lady is going to give that money away. She's going to give that money away. $1,000. All right. She's giving the $1,000. Boss Lady can give the money away. Trust me. Somebody's going to get $1,000 tomorrow if they win Battle Hotlanta. You feel what I'm saying? So I'm one of the official judges over there tomorrow at Battle Hotlanta. And I'm also going to be doing a live remote Saturday. You feel me? Because Battle Hotlanta is actually a 3-day event. I'm going to be judging tomorrow, Saturday. I'll be doing a live remote from K100 Radio. Live remote from the second day of Battle Hotlanta. So check it out, man. You feel me? We're gonna be out here this weekend. We're gonna be out and about in these streets, shaking hands, kissing babies, all that. I am somewhat of a politician. 904-483. What up, though? Who's this? 904-483. Welcome to K100. What's popping? 904-483.
Hello.
Yeah. What up, homie?
Hey, my bad, man. I'm good. I can hear you. What's up? This Reese Rowe, man. I submitted a track to you guys, man. I was trying to, you know, come and call in and see if I can get it ill to kill, man. Because, I mean, it's that work.
Let's do it. What's the name of the song?
The track is entitled Blow.
Blow. Reese, right? Reese.
Yeah. Reese. Ricky Rowe.
Ricky. Oh, Ricky Rowe. But your name is Reese.
Reese Rowe. Reese Rowe.
Reese Rowe. My bad. I'm sorry.
Reese Rowe. Yes, sir.
I got that joint. Let me see. Hold on a second. All right.
No problem, my man.
Hold on. Now I got that one right here. Here we go. 02 blow. Reese, wait a minute. Hold on. Let me make sure I got this.
That's
shit.
Yeah.
02 blow. I can't find it. Hold on. That's two niggas blow. Let me see if I find it, because I downloaded it. You feel what I'm saying? I downloaded it.
Yeah, I feel you.
I'm gonna get it loaded up for you, all right? Because I know I downloaded it. I remember seeing your name, actually. You feel what I'm saying? So
I
got that record. You know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna get ready to find that real quick. We'll go ahead and get it on. 347-934-0966. It should be right here, but it's not. So let me drag it over here real quick. All right, stand by, all right?
All right. Yes, sir.
Yeah. All right, cause see, what I used to do is, I'm gonna tell everybody, I'm going to keep the shit 100. I used to goddamn upload everybody's shit all at the same time, right? And fuck that. Because then once I used to do that, and then what happened is, you know, nobody, you know, people would not call into the show. So I would end up sitting over there. Uploading all this damn music, you feel what I'm saying? Uploading all this music and then wasting all my time doing all that. And then when I get to the show, I'd uploaded 30 tracks up into the system and had everything nice, neat, organized. And then 10 of these niggas call in. You knew how difficult, and you know, back when I had the old system, how painstakingly slow it was for me to do that. You'd understand why that drove me absolutely crazy. So I stopped doing it. I said I wasn't going to do it anymore. You feel me? But I got the joint right here, but I found it. I was kind of just stalling for time. Wasn't that sweet? I could be such a professional. This is Blow. 347-934-0966. Y'all let me know what y'all think about this one. 347-934-0966. I'm going to do Zay the Truth one more time, man. Zay the Truth. You got to love Zay the Truth. His enthusiasm. I like Zay the Truth's enthusiasm. I do. He's hungry. He wants it. I'm gonna play the song again, Zay the Truth. Zay the Truth is... And I'm going to play that same song, man. And we got maybe different people on the phone lines this time, homie. And we're going to see what they say about that record. All right? So, I'm going to play this song, Zay the Truth. And then you're going to have like 5 minutes or 10 minutes after I talk a little shit. And then I'm going to do your song again, Zay the Truth. That's the amount of time you got to get your people on the phone lines. 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. All right? Reese Rowe, Blow.
Like I dropped a Glock in the toilet bowl, it's back as poop again. Hot as shit, just let a nigga vent though. It help a lot in adjusting the nigga mental. When you know that you better than all the bastards with the bezels, being raised in the level where they've been this way forever, you start to lose your mind, going suicidal. Fuck the title, reverse idol. You start being judicial with the rifle. Had an epiphany like these fucks will remember me when I get in the studio. I'ma blow this bitch to believe. I'm feeling bombs, these lyrics packing the punch. As I'm biting my time, I'm knowing this shit will come. Not doing it for funds, our religion, our contingent. See meaning in my kamikaze vision. Competition don't mean nothing to me. Cause when I blow, I promise I'm taking all these supposed potent niggas with me. Here we go, stay intact with the flow. Real shit never flow. Punishing all my foes, it's perjury and they quote. They lying just when they talk, and truly we never talk. Is all we know, we set the flow. Give me a coat, it's getting cold. Royal Rose in this motherfucker, swear we getting on. Strap the bump to my toe, and leave me the fuck alone. As I spit this napalm, just know, nigga, we set the flow. Chilling like a villain, in the bill with the billions. I guess them niggas think I'm kicking, doing my shit. Steady shitting, steady flipping. Like that girl who killed the Olympics, why she steady lipping. I ain't when they smoke. And truly, we never toast. The trueness is all we know. We set the blow. Give me a coat. It's getting cold. Royal Rose in this motherfucker's where we getting on. Strap the bumps in my throat and leave me the fuck alone. As I preach this napalm, just know, nigga, we set the blow.
Oh. Set the blow. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show, man. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. ChangeEntertainment.com/K100Radio. I'm your host, Blizzard Man. Thanks for tuning into the show. Follow us on Twitter at K100_Radio. That's at K100_Radio. Again, Facebook page, Facebook.com/K100Radio. All right. Everything is K100Radio or K-100Radio or K100_Radio. K100Radio@gmail.com. That's the email to submit music and just whatever. Everything. K100Radio. Period. Let's see what the people think about Blow by Reese Rowe. All right? Still got some people on the phone line. Then I'm going to do the Zeta Truth record again. I don't know what's going to happen. It's not even that many. I don't know how many people on the phone line, but we're going to see what's happening. But for some reason, Zeta Truth doesn't seem to believe that I support real niggas. We're gonna talk to Zeta Truth sidebar about that in a minute. 414-897 Illa Kill.
I'm an ill at that was smooth as fuck. Like that's one of them songs you gotta listen to twice because he was so slick with the wordplay. I gotta hear if he was really talking about something or not. So yeah, man, I fucks with that. Ill at.
You got back and listened to if he was saying something.
Yeah, because his wordplay is fantastic, though. I got to see if he was just rhyming or if he was really saying something. Like, I know what he's talking about. He's talking about being an illest, you know what I'm saying? And every artist should identify with that. So, of course, I'm an illest, but I got to really listen to what he was saying and see if there's some real substance in that. So, yeah, illest.
All right. 817-899, Illa Kill.
Ill. That was a good talk, man. I didn't hear what he said, but the beat was all right.
All right, say you like the beat.
Yeah.
Let's see. 904-300, Illa Kill. 904.
Ill.
You said ill?
Ill it all the way. That shit was fresh. I couldn't hear every line for line, but that shit was fresh as fuck.
All right, ill. He couldn't hear line for line, but he said it was fresh. He's like, 504-351. What up, though? Illa Kill, homie.
Oh, I got an ill. That was pretty dope. You heard me?
All right, see? You like that one, ill?
Yeah, I got an ill. You heard me? Your boy, he spit it on there. You know, I'm feeling that. Original, you know, something different.
Yeah, true that. I mean, one thing I did like about the track was that the track just didn't sound like a gazillion other beats with the 808 and the triple snares. And yeah, so just the fact that he had a dope little sample up in there, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I like that, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, let me see what a female thinks. Diva. Hey, Diva. 256.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, I mean, what's up? What you think about
I'm here, baby. I was feeling it. I mean, you know, that shorty got a nice little flow to him. I loved it.
All right. She got a nice little flow to him. She dig it. All right. So, we're going to go ahead and let that one, that's pretty much, hold on. What is this? Oh, I think this might be the artist. 904-483. I think, what is the artist? 904-483.
Yeah, it's me.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah. Well, you got ill, homie. Congratulations. You feel me? I like the record.
I appreciate it. Appreciate all the love, man. You know what I'm saying?
All right, make sure you tweet out. Tweet that out, all right?
I'm definitely going to do that right now, man.
All right, so we got about... Go ahead. What you going to say?
I was going to say, man, I got the entire mixtape already ready to download. If anybody want to go and grab that, all you got to do is search Reese Rowe. That's R-E-E-S-Y-R-O. And use Space Audio Mac, it'll come up. You can download the whole mixtape. It's called King by Nature. That's just the first track from it. The whole thing go crazy. I don't know how it had a little bit of fuzz in there, but it's mixed and mastered, so it's clean, man. Anybody download it, you go ahead. You can check Reach Your Own Facebook, Twitter. I'm gonna tweet it out, everything, man. I'm there.
All right.
And I appreciate the love.
Absolutely, homie. Stand by. Don't hang up. Do not hang up. All right.
All right.
No,
yes,
hang
sir.
On. You got to vote on this next song, all right? I need everybody to hang on.
I'm here.
All right, stand by. If you're on the phone lines right now, I don't care. Just don't hang up. It's about 12 of y'all still left. It always happens like this towards the end. Everybody getting ready to go to the game and shit and get fucked up, which is what I'm actually about to do my goddamn self. Team Heat, bitches. Y'all think that motherfucking ass room was something, nigga? We don't see that shit. Oh, I lost it real quick. Anyway, Team Heat, bitches. Anyway, LeBron gonna snap on the niggas tonight, man. Hey, you talking about, man? He gonna hit for 40. We lost by 30, sneaking, we hit for 40. Because everybody loved us before we got LeBron. Now everybody hate my team. We won with D-Wade, everybody was dick riding us. Because we got LeBron, everybody, we shit. We might as well be the Lakers now. The hell with all y'all. That's why Illa Kill going on early, niggas. I'm not finna miss the game for you ninjas. No. You have to pay me for that. Anyway, 347-934-0966. I got 10 minutes left. Let me go back over here to the homie. He's been patiently waiting. And I left these 10 minutes over here just for Zay the Truth. But before I go to Zay the Truth line, let me pause. Let me stop the music. I want to reiterate before I even open up Zay the Truth phone line that I'm the realest motherfucker in this goddamn rap radio shit. Period. That shit ain't up for discussion. A lot of niggas may not feel the same way. Fuck them. Okay? All I do is look out for the artist. All I do is help the artist. You feel what I'm saying? All right? Everybody knows that I was an artist. I embody the whole helping the artist movement because I am an artist. You know what I'm saying? I'm one of the few people who was actually real artists, real grinding artists with albums out. I'm fucking Google me right now, nigga, and you can get all my music on Pandora and all kind of shit. I'm an artist. I'm not just a radio personality. So first and fucking foremost, I support all artists and real niggas. That's what I do. Never ever question my motherfucking authenticity. Secondly, if I say your shit is mixed wrong or not mastered right, I'm a fucking trained engineer with a fucking degree in media production. So I know what I'm talking about. I'm a Pro Tools certified engineer. Just because you own Pro Tools don't mean you can work Pro Tools. I'm a trained engineer. So I know what the hell I'm talking about when it comes to mixing and mastering. Okay? That's the second. Thirdly, I try to give everybody a fair shot to get on K100 Radio. All the time. And I love the underdog artists and I love the brand new artists who really ain't polished yet. I love to give them some shine. To give them encouragement to go on and be great. I never had that when I was a young artist coming up. And we ain't had these platforms. You feel me? So, I'm not the guy that doesn't want to see you shine. Now, this song got killed earlier. It got killed because people said the quality of it wasn't good. It was too distorted. You feel what I'm saying? I concur that because I've sitting here listening to it. But the artist, he wants to give it another go. So we're going to give this another go. All right? Zay the Truth. Are you ready, homie?
What up with it?
You ready? Let's go. Turn up. This is Zay the Truth. You dig? Name of this joint is called Money Talk. 347-934-0966. You tell me, is it ill or should it be killed? Keep it 100 with the artist. Give me your honest opinion and feedback about the record. We're going to try this again. Stop, pause, rewind, set it off.
Damn it, I say it leaks five times, but all you got
meal. Money deal on the table, getting confirmation label. It's crazy how they doubted me, but now they think I'm Mason. They calling, they talking, they think a nigga ballin'. Just gotta talk from Keisha, and you know we talking honey. I'm a dog off the leash, I'm a beast on these beats. Well connected in the streets, my iPhone be booming. I'm trippin' like Gucci, I'm out here like Boosie. You saw me, it get crucial. My goons on the scale, my goons cause hell. My goons real dog, count money, serving bail.
Pause. 347-934-0966. www.changelessentertainment.com/K100radio. Again, tonight for Illa Kill, of course, as always, I'm your host, Blizzum. Thanks for tuning in to the show. We're going to go to the phone line. And I want you to tell me what you think about Zay the Truth, Money Talks. 347-934-0966. You got like 2 minutes if you want to hit the phone. Well, actually 4 minutes if you want to hit the lines and support the homie and see if you can rock with him, vote with him, whatever. All right. Well, we're going to go ahead and go to the phone lines. More ills than kills makes the rotation. And then I finish the disclaimer. Actually, I'm going to say the disclaimer now. Ill or kill, win, lose, or draw on K100 Radio. Whether you get illed, I'll tell you right now, any song must pass the ear test of the program director, who is I, the train engineer, who is I, as far as quality. If it gets illed, I'm going to tell you, look, I like that record. Go back, get a mix, and get a master, professionally master. Pay somebody to do it. If you can't do it yourself, send it back to me. We're going to throw it in rotation. Once again, for the record, no one is going to make me play a low-quality record on the air. But you will get in rotation, and I will give you the opportunity to fix the song if it gets illed on the show. All right, so here we go. To the phone lines we go. Starting at the top, 414-897. Ill or kill for that joint.
Zay, bruh, it's still kind of sounding distorted. Like, I heard everything you said, though, this time. And I want that other version. The other version I know is whamming in the cars, nigga. I know you love bass. I can see it. But I'm saying it still kind of sounds distorted. But the shit hot, cuz. Like, it's hot. I really got to hear it. It's hot. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to ill it just so you can fix that shit and make it sound clear and send that shit back in, bruh.
That's ill. 904-483. Ill or kill. 904-483. What the fuck happened to 904-483 that quick? He must have tried to answer the phone and hung up. 404-516, Ill or kill.
What's happening, Blizzle, man? It's your boy AK, man. I hear the music, man. I like the song, man, but it do need a little touch up on it, bro. But yeah, like you said, man, you've been doing it for a minute, man. Zay, you need to send it in to Blizzle, man. He's gonna take care of you real good, man. Gonna take care of you real good, but I'm gonna ill it, man, just to give man another chance, man, because I know it's hard out here, man. But yes, like the last caller said, take some of that bass.
Homie, what's happening with you, bro? I ain't heard from you in
what's
a minute.
What's happening, man? I hear on the grind, man, on the grind. Glad, bro, trying to stack these papers, man.
I love my throwback partners hit me up. I ain't seen you.
Yes,
all right,
sir.
Man? Good.
Yeah, man, everything good, man. Look at us out here for you, boy. I here doing the money dance, eh? You know what I'm talking about?
Get to it. Uh-oh, my switchboard telling me I got some. Hold on. We got to make sure we got to get this homie voted on. That's another ill, Zay the Truth. You're doing good, homie. You're doing good. Oh, 404 is back. I mean, 904. 904-483. Ill or kill, homie.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I say I can go ahead and ill that. I just like you got to get cleared up, man. I can't hear anything, but I heard the hook, and I can hear that beat hitting, so I'm with it.
All right. Ill.
Ill.
817-696, ill or kill?
Hey, that's ill.
All right, ill. 817-899, ill or kill?
That is ill, man. That's good. But that Kim is still better, though.
What'd you say now? I got 10.
I said that's ill. That's good.
All right, ill.
All right.
If y'all can hear that countdown, pretty much. That's the countdown for my switchboard to shut off. But we still going to make sure.
I kind of feel like I didn't want to hit you.
904-300, ill or kill?
Ill it. Just fix it.
All right, ill. 601-212. Illa Kill. All right, Ill. 601-863, Illa Kill.
Oh, I got the Illa, bro.
All right, Ill. Now then, say the truth, my man. Say the truth.
What up with it?
All right, now you're in there. Now you're Ill. Everybody, listen to the record. You heard what some of the people said. Some of the people said it is distorted, but they're going to rock with it. They think it's hot. You feel me? But it was a little distorted. I concur with that. I'm going to play that record. As soon as you get that record, mix and master, I'm going to play that record. But as it stands the way it is now, if I play it right now behind some of these industry tracks, it's going to throw off. It's going to throw off. And I don't even want to do that for you. But I like the song personally. I really like the beat. Whoever did the beat. Shout out to whoever did the beat. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But the distortion level on it, what I'm trying to tell you is I'm looking at my meters in here. It's staying up in the red. Stuck. It don't even move. It's just pumped up too high. You maybe. You feel what I'm saying? It's too compressed, brother. You feel me? And it's pumped up too loud. It's compression. You feel me? So it's giving it a distortion. Fix that, and the record's going to play on K100 Radio. Period.
I got you.
You already in there. You ill. Just get that mix and get that master done. And we're going to run with you, all right?
I am.
All right. Now, that's it. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to the show. All right? We had a good time. Tomorrow, I want to make sure I remind everybody that I'll be one of the guest judges over there at Battle Hot Atlanta tomorrow. Shouts out to Atlanta Hot Radio and Battle Hot Atlanta and Boss Lady Gems, all those people that's throwing it tomorrow. They're giving away a stat, and she's going to give away that money. If you're an Atlanta area artist, suggest you hightail it over there and try and get that little piece of chizange. Plus, I'll be right back for day two of the festivities with a live remote. We're going to be you streaming that, all that. Hit us up on Twitter at K100_radio. All right? Hit us up on Twitter at K100_radio. Follow us on, like our page on Facebook, facebook.com/K100radio. Thanks for rocking with us, man. Shouts out to everybody who got ill. That includes Say the Truth. All right? Scholar. Zoreal. Deja Vu with two niggas or 200 niggas, however you want to see that. That's for her. Who else? True. You're not rocking with the best of it, man. K100 Internet Radio, man. Thanks for tuning into the show. We're getting ready to get up out of here, man. Team Heat. That's all I got to say to the rest of you fucking haters. Team Heat. Hating asses. Hold on, let me load some music up. Matter of fact, I got a perfect song for you ninjas. Let go!
You are tuned into K-100 Radio, Hip Hop and R&B.
You know one thing I hate? It's when a person come up to me or I hear somebody say it must be nice. You know my answer to that? Cause you must be a hater. Tell me why you mad for.
Remote me.
Hey, listen, Ludo. We gotta keep it real, boy. We gonna do it like this, baby. Hey, listen, here. You know I'm just Ludo. Tell me what they mad for. Come on, right now.
Is it cause I got houses on every coast so that I'm on that Forbes list making rich rappers look broke while they blowing that smoke? I'm blowing a couple million, making a killing, stunting on imposters. Only rapper in the game with a Grammy and an Oscar. Seven-figure movie deals, eight-figure bank runs, and I'm still feeding the same hood that I came from. Any car that you got, I've already drove. Any chick that you hit, my nigga, I've already hoed. Say it with the chest, like these diamonds in my song. Name on my headphones, label tatted on my arm. Air traffic control say Ludacris is insane. That nigga daughter's birthday is the tail number on his plane. Fuck with me, but nobody fucking with me. Taking a side of my cognac, more millions, real G's chugging with me. If I'm happy, there's no reason you should be sad for. So will somebody, can somebody please
tell me what they mad for?